Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created for women of color who are fearless in their pursuit of getting anything and everything she wants out of life. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and transforming her life. Sit down with me, grab your earphones, turn me up in your cars, and let's have some well overdue girl chat. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you had a beautiful Mother's Day this past weekend. Even though the day has already passed, we should still be celebrating the leading ladies in our lives. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who are moms that tune in every week. Your drive, your determination, your patience, and just the love you have is truly unmatched. You guys make motherhood look so easy, and I only hope that one day when I become a mom that I can exude just motherhood with so much power, beauty, and grace, just like all of you. So happy Mother's Day again to all of you out there. I hope you had an amazing weekend. So this week, I'm sitting down for some girl chat with you from Boston. It's my very first time out here in Boston. It's so pretty, very, very much Instagram worthy. not sure if any of you have been to Boston, but it is literally surrounded by water. I don't think I realized that, but I live obviously in California, which is right next to the ocean, but I was not prepared for how much water was here. I thought I was going to have to take a ferry into the city once I got here. But nevertheless, a very, very beautiful city. I recommend you guys take a visit. Very, very picturesque. So I wanted to sit down this week and talk with you about something that I've been working on personally since January 2018. So just since the very beginning of this year, I made a decision in December 2017 that after December 31st, I would be living my best life. And that's in every which way and form. And I personally wanted to feel like my best self when I woke up in the morning. I didn't want to have any doubts about myself. And, you know, life isn't perfect now, but I just made that active decision that, you know, I want to do better. I want to look better. I want to feel better. So I went into this year calling it my glow up year. And most of you know what a glow up is, but more surprisingly than not, there are still people who have no idea what a glow up is. So just to sum it up very, very quickly, you start out one way, right? And this is just in layman's terms. You start out one way and you make changes, whether it be personally, mentally, physically, to yourself so that you end or become a completely different person than when you started. And you all know I'm all about reinventing yourself and making the changes you need to make to get to the places you want to go. So I am absolutely calling this episode my glow up episode. I want you guys to feel empowered to make better decisions as it relates to who you are in this world and to be fearless while doing so. Sometimes it's just making really small changes that ultimately add up to one really big change. For example, losing weight. And before I offend anyone, I'm just gonna let you guys know I'm keeping it very real this episode. And it's not so that you get offended, but so that it helps you, you know, light a fire up under your butt to make up your mind on whatever it is that you want to be or look like or know. So here are some examples of a massive glow up. Being a little overweight at the beginning of the year to ending the year feeling comfortable and looking sexy in the clothes that you wear. Having damaged hair to adopting a better hair regime so that your hair is healthier. Not having your own place or your own ride to finally getting yourself a new apartment or a new whip. Hating your job to managing in a new position at another job. Another one, wanting to know more about common topics like politics or foreign affairs, to being able to hold a conversation on those topics you could never talk about before and having a firm opinion on them. Being run down and stressed and filled with drama, to dropping all the negativity and living a more optimistic and positive life. having not so good skin to meeting with a dermatologist to develop a plan that best fits your needs so that you can have that glowing, dewy look you always wanted. So see, a lot of us have these things we want to do better about when it comes to our lives and our appearances, but either think we can't do it or we'll never reach our personal goals because the task is so large. So I put together some tips that helps me in the process when I decide, you know, Ash, time to get your finances together. You need to have X amount saved by the end of the year. Or Ash, you're beginning to become small-minded. You know, time for you to get out, hang with new people, explore new cities, and develop a new perspective. It's just like renovating a house, right? It's a nice house. It does what it's supposed to do most of the time, but you want to change some things up, make it even better than it was. You want new lights, new curtains, new backyards. Maybe you want to add a pool. Our lives are like these houses, and the renovations are like the glow-ups. Yeah, it's good now, but it can be even better. So my first tip is, and pause me right here if you need to grab a pen or a paper. I always like to open up the notes app on my iPhone, and I just take notes from there when I'm listening to like other podcasts and stuff. So feel free to pause me or open up your notes in your phone so you can jot this down. So my first tip is set a deadline. New Year's Eve is always great to start fresh, but you don't need New Year's to change the trajectory of your lives. You can start today. You can start right now, as long as you make that active decision to do so. So set a deadline and stick with it. Write the deadline down and look at it every single day. My second tip, be committed. If you have a goal to, let's say, lose weight, right? And I'm only using that as an example, but you've set your deadline, a realistic deadline. Commit to it like you have nothing else to commit to. Your commitment to your glow up should be top of mind always and one of your first priorities. So when you treat the things you want to get done like a priority in your life, guess what? It gets done. They really become a priority. And before you know it, when you once hated going to work out every day, it was a burden. If it's a priority in your life, now you work your life around keeping that priority intact. So instead of kicking it in the house and vegging out on junk food or meeting friends for dinner, the first thing that comes to mind is that you need to be in that gym first before you do anything. And all that secondary stuff is, well, secondary. And so then, boom, you look up, wow, I actually like to work out. Or, you know, I don't love it, but I don't hate it as much as I used to because I'm doing it every day. My third tip would be to have a game plan. This might be the extreme planner in me, but I plan out my moves before I execute them, big or small. And it may be silly, but honestly, it is nobody's business. If I say I want to be able to speak French by summer, again, another example. If I say I want to be able to speak French by summer, I have set forth a plan that allows me to learn that French before the end of my deadline. And in that plan, I have apps listed that can teach me French, days listed where I have pockets of time and I'm not busy with work so I can sit down and teach myself. It's like the saying goes, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. My fourth tip would be consistent. Stick with it and build a routine. Don't just make a decision to make a change and then, you know, you just let it fall to the wayside. Let's say, again, you're trying to lose weight or trying to get better skin. Things like that take time. Before, you know, when you decide to do something like this, you have to think, okay, when you're making that deadline, you know, my very first tip, when you're setting that deadline, think of a realistic deadline and then stick to that. If you stick with your routine and keep working on it so that it benefits you, you'll be better off in the long run, as opposed to having a few setbacks or missing days and then not sticking with it at all. So For example, if you know Monday through Friday, you're really hitting it hard and, you know, work is flowing and you're in the zone, Saturday and Sundays, you shouldn't be doing it. You should be maybe taking a break and taking a step back and doing something else so that you can hit it hard again on Monday. My fifth tip would be to stay focused. If you are anything like me, you are easily distracted. The wind can blow y'all and my focus is on to something else. People do a great job at distracting as well. It can be your lover, your friends, your kids, whatever. Send them love and light and all the positivity in the world, but stick with your main priorities first and keep focused on what your end game is. I will say this, your glow up starts with deciding on the type of woman you want to be. We can look at women we see on TV or social media and admire them so much because of the way that they dress or the way that they talk or how smart they are, when in reality, we can be just like them, if not better, if we decide to commit to it. Commit to, you know, learning our craft and being better and doing the things that gets us to where we ultimately want to go. Coming up, I would admire girls that look like they had it all together, right? You know, their hair was always looking good. You know, they always had like their fresh wraps. They're in shape. Their hygiene is on point. They're smart. I could keep going, but you know, you guys understand what I'm saying. I didn't feel like I was as well kept as them. I didn't feel as polished as them, and I didn't look as put together. So when you find yourself in this position, and I think most of us have, what do? You make a decision to be that, not for the sake of copying or just being like someone else just for the heck of it, but for the sake of being the type of woman you imagine yourself as and letting her come to life every single day. You don't feel as polished? Get polished. Go out, put some cute clothes together, have some go-tos for girls' night, have a go-to outfit for work, have a go-to outfit for date night, put it together. You want good-looking hair all the time? Get that hair done, or learn to do it yourself. Learn to take care of it and not be lazy about keeping up with your regime because it's an extra task. You want to build more confidence? Do something that challenges the way you feel about yourself and keep doing it. Take a pole dancing class, learn the striptease, learn your body and what you like in bed and what you don't, know your angles, know what works for you. I love the glow up because I just truly feel like it is the best space to be in when you wake up every day with the thought of working on yourself to build a better you. It's just so amazing to me. And you will notice that when you focus on you and all of your energy is being put on you, you're not going to be so worried about what's not going right in your life. And you won't be so focused on what you don't have or the fact that, you know, your new boo didn't call you back when he said he would. You're putting all of your energy on you, which is where it should be. And you have every right to put all of your energy and efforts into building, creating, and molding yourself into that woman you want to be. And it's a job, y'all. It's an everyday thing. But just think of, you know, where you were last year at this time. A year is fast, you guys. If you found yourself saying last year, man, I want to work on my appearance. I want to get my look together. I want to drop a couple LBs. I want to get it together. But today, you're still looking the same, doing the same, and you're still eating the same. You're wasting your own time, and that's okay. I always say be easy on yourself because I feel like I'm the hardest person on myself, but you have to be mindful and know you are wasting your own time. You have to look forward 1 year from now, right? So wherever you are, think 1 year from now. If you can commit to your glow up every day, even if it's something small, think how those small changes every day will add up to something huge next year. You can start June 2018 looking a hot mess, but end June 2019 looking like the next Miss America if you wanted to. And that's just being real. I live and breathe by this saying, and I write it down everywhere I can see it so it can keep me motivated. But I say, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And I think I heard it at a conference a very, very long time ago, but I wrote it down in my notebook. And ever since then, I write that quote every single place I can see it. Do something today, just today, that your future self will thank you for. It could be towards getting a promotion, getting a new job and updating your resume, making an appointment to meet with a dentist or a dermatologist, getting a workout buddy, calling your hairdresser, whatever. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. So I want you guys to think of something that you really want for yourself, something that you can't actually hold, right? Nothing physical in that sense, but think of what you want to do for yourself to enhance you. What do you want every day to look like a year from now? So what do you want your day-to-day to look like? What do you want to look like a year from now? You know, what are the things you want to be working on? Decide on whatever it is and decide that this is your glow up plan. You don't have to tell anyone about it. And matter of factly, I recommend keeping your mouth shut and keeping it to yourself. It's nice to share these things with others, but we have to learn how to lean on our own decisions and not look for the opinion or feedback of our friends and families when we make our own decisions. So get your glow up on, boo. Set a deadline. Commit to it. You already know better because I'm sure there is something you really want to work on. So you have to make that decision to do better and keep working at it. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep doing it. Be that woman you always imagine yourself as. You can absolutely be her. Your glow up is not for the sake of your family, your friends, or your business. Nothing. Your glow up is for you. Your glow up is you making that active decision to get your SHIT together once and for all and showing up and showing out for yourself. And nobody can do that for you but you. All right, you guys, that wraps us up for this week. I would much appreciate it if you guys would leave a comment in the comment section with your thoughts on the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and even more if you would subscribe. Send me an email with any topics or feedback on today's podcast, and you can always find us on Instagram at Slay Girl Slay, or come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. Until next week, we will chat soon. Peace.